Don't let infants drink the water. That's the warning in Tokyo right now after Japanese authorities detected elevated levels of radioactive iodine in the capital's tap water. The health ministry said it's unlikely infants would get sick from the water, but residents are concerned that radiation released from fires at the troubled Fukushima Daiichi plant has now made it into Tokyo's water supply, more than 100 miles south. Here's one resident speaking to the BBC through a translator.
I'm really surprised that the effect of radiation is even reaching Tokyo, and I need to find out if it's safe to have a bath. I understand that radiation will have a great effect on babies, but what will be the effect on adults?
Willie Pesek is a columnist for Bloomberg News based in Tokyo. And Willie, while the warning about water is only for infants right now, adults are clearly worried, and we're wondering, are you drinking the tap water?
I have to admit, I kind of am drinking the tap water, but a bit warily. When I came home from work this morning, I stopped at the supermarket, and there is a bit of water hoarding going on. I did see people buying, you know, 10, 15 bottles of water, of Evian, of local Japanese water. That's a very rare display of, I wouldn't call it panic, but certainly concern.
Well, the warning was issued because the levels of iodine-131 in water samples reached 210 becquerels per liter, and the recommended limit for infants is 100. But it's 300 for adults, so 210 doesn't seem that far off from 300. So how big of a concern is this?
I think this is one of those interesting manifestations of a broader crisis in Japan. You know, in many ways, we are living in very uncharted territory at the moment. First, you had concerns about seafood, then you had concerns about vegetables, then you had concerns about other things as well, and now water. There's nothing more basic than water.
Tokyo is more than 100 miles from the Fukushima plant. How do they think radiation is contaminating the water?
Well, basically, essentially, you have radiation leaking into the atmosphere. It's not Chernobyl, of course. It's not an explosion situation, but there has been some leakage, and what's happened is when it's rained, it's literally come back down onto the vegetation. One of the reasons why Japanese are so worried is because, you know, this is a very obsessive food culture. The Japanese live for eating. And a lot of their favorite vegetables up in that region, their favorite cucumbers, their favorite mushrooms, are now imperiled. And certainly there's a safety factor. I mean, do you want to be feeding your child milk or dairy products or vegetables from that particular region?
Willie, what's the latest from the Fukushima plant? We heard that workers were evacuated today due to heavy black smoke. So what do we know about efforts there?
Well, things are getting better. They've been able to reattach some of the electricity wires. The big problem there is because they haven't been able to pump water because they haven't had electricity. When the tsunami came, it literally washed out the generators, which were, you know, stupidly placed in the basement of the reactors, and they couldn't pump water because they couldn't get electricity there. The electricity now is flowing again. But basically, to cool down these used nuclear rods, it does take a while. It isn't as if once you start shooting water in there, the temperature falls to a certain level of comfort. We definitely do sense that today things are better than they were a week ago.
Willie Pesek is a columnist for Bloomberg News with the latest from Tokyo. Thanks for joining us.